It doesn't stop there. Black children remain more likely than white ones to attend high-need, low-performing schools, low-quality preschools, and high schools that offer few, if any, college prep courses. The black home ownership rate in the first quarter of 2021 was 29 percentage points lower than that of white Americans. When black Americans do own homes, those properties are often undervalued by appraisers. That disparity, not saving, spending, or even earnings, drives the bulk of the nation's massive black-white wealth gap. Black Americans are also more likely to live in nature-deprived areas than white Americans and experience more exposure to pollutants. Black incarceration rates continue to outpace those for all other groups, and the effort to restrict black voter participation, which has been a part of American politics since Reconstruction, has resurged today. And yet, just as was the case when Myrdal was working, many of those in power have the temerity to express total shock about these vast racial disparities, to confuse the causes of inequality with its effects, and to question what exactly is wrong with black Americans, or Latino Americans, Asian Americans, Native Americans, take your pick. As distinct as the black experience is, so many communities throughout the U.S. have their own parallel set of facts. These problems are not products of the long pandemic, but many were made worse, and perhaps the copious concern about being woke to inequality or deeply opposed to anything like it has hitched a fast ride on the virus to the cultural forefront. Corporations that only years ago reached massive settlements with the U.S. government for engaging in what federal officials alleged was widespread discrimination have released carefully worded statements declaring that black lives matter. Promises have been made. They will have to be tracked. In the interim, the Dear Black, Latino, Asian Employees, We See You and Feel Your Pain email after a horrible event in the news has become a new genre of corporate communication. The very same impulse is also a feature of a certain set's social media feeds and the launching point for thousands of online lists of goods created by people of color to be bought by those who wish to understand themselves as good.